Hello, Sally. It's Mr. Cordell. I've been trying to sort out these issues still in regards to being released from my house. I know 100%, Sally, that you knew that what you was doing to me in 14, because on the first page where you patronised the thing, you realised that you said all the coppers are hearsay, which is secondary information. Then you've on the residence, you've signed it, and you said Resident 1 PC Anderson, Resident 2 P, you're the executive director of the country. You know that you need first-hand witnesses. You knew you didn't have them, and you know that the CADs ain't reliable, like you've said in that letter. You've said, "Oh, the CADs are the CADs are good enough evidence without first-hand evidence." If you go to asbos.co.uk and then click on about and read the bottom line of the chapter, I've copied the web page and I've got it all out. And you read the bottom page, it explains what you're doing is illegal to me. You've destroyed my life. I've done a full diary every day since 2006, and then I've done it in an official report, Sally, yeah, with all the factual questions. I've got every email from you, every phone call from you transcribed it, all the call centers saying that I'm a black bastard, that I've been robbed. Sergeant Thomason, Aaron Thomason, phoning me incoming calls, pretending that he's not the line manager of Stephen Elsmore, who made this application with you. You knew when you patronised that thing and indexed it, that there was no resident signatures, and you knew as the executive director of Hugh Gill's solicitors, yeah, that what you was doing was illegal to me, yeah. And you ain't backing down, and you've made me make an official report, and I've lost my child because of this, yeah. You've let my personal data be entangled in a sex scandal in between me and Shannon in the public, yeah, to cover up all the timestamps that were wrong and everything, yeah, and a sex scandal in my name, yeah. Me and Shannon have never argued. I've never had a disease, I've never had a problem with me. I've got the clinic on recording, I've transcript that. I've got the hospital on recording, I've transcript that. Me and Shannon have never argued. I've got all the e-texts of me and Shannon talking till 16, yeah, Sally, yeah. I've done everything, Sally, yeah. I've detailed all everything, yeah. Every day, the second ASBO, I've just blown that off the council. All of them that have run out of office, yeah, because of malfeasance of office, yeah, which means that you're in joint circular, all of you lot, and you're using my personal data. You're allowing members of my neighbours to attack me, and I've video recorded them every day of what they're doing. I've transcribed it. They're attacking me in my home, Sally, because of what you've entangled in the public, and you holding me hostage. I'm scared to go out before 10, after 10 o'clock because of my curfew, yeah, and I'm scared to go out before because you lot won't face disciplinary action or drop the case under an error in law under trespass. If you dropped it under that, which I kept saying to you in the beginning, we wouldn't be having this problem. An error in law, trespass, and I don't push the corruption, yeah? I've drafted a full report, Sally, and it's horrible, Sally, what you have done, and the tarnage, the backlash of what you've caused, Sally, yeah? I'm telling you now, call this as an EGM meeting between yourselves with you and Hugh Gill's solicitors, Hugh Gill himself and the rest of you, yeah? And get this into court and get on under an EGM meeting, an emergency application, and get it dropped on you. Grab the reins of it. If you don't grab the reins of it, Sally, yeah, I'm gonna grab the reins, and I'm gonna feed yous up the report, and I swear everyone's heads are gonna swing here. All the doctors are on recording, breaking in my house for ya, yeah. All transcribed. The doctors won't touch me neither. I've done everything to everyone, yeah. Everyone's down. All your teams are down, and I've got them all on recording. Everyone, yeah. It's beyond a joke what's happening here, Sally, yeah. Grab the reins of this one, yeah? Go and drop it under an error of trespass. The user didn't prove trespass. I'll get a little bit of backdating money. I'm going to get a diary, and I'm going to go up the Civic Centre, and I'm going to book dates with user. I need a couple of community officers to do a couple of events, up to 5,000 people in the parks. User, keep your jobs, and I keep myself safe. Everyone's happy. Yeah, we'll all work together, and we'll do better together as a team. I'm telling you, it was a bad mistake trying to pinpoint me out. Yeah, all that you amended all them files. You let Steve Elsmore take the files out the computer. They're not supposed to get edited. He edited them, yeah, and he changed all of the original coppers' paperwork. He did. He added, "I'm a black boy in the block," and the rest of it. In one of them, it says that all white males and females done it with Inspector Skinner. Thursday's got nothing to do with it. It's on Alma Road. All the time limitation acts are out on all of them. Yeah, come and use it. A bubble in it, yeah, in there, yeah. And I'm suffering. I'm having heart attacks in my house. From 14 to 16, my mum and me wrote to Enfield Council. God knows how many emails, and to the MPs, all the executive directors got messaged in every email, all Joanne Ryan, everyone, yeah, asking them to protect me from what my neighbours were doing when yous were trying to ban me from this country and get me out illegally, yeah, to cover up all this stuff, make me run like I've got a disease or something. There was nothing wrong with me, yeah. I've recorded everything. I've done everything right, Sally, yeah. This is going to go out of proportion. And I don't need that. You don't need it. Your teams don't need it. And I was working good for you, though. I was in the parks. I was doing kids with cerebral palsy. Yeah, I was working in the park there. I was doing Winchmore Hill Festival. I was doing Lock to Lock Festival. I had the keys to the community hall to the community hall. I was managing that. I was building a CIC association. I had my own charity bar that I built for my community up on my website. And you sort of destroyed my whole life. You've endangered me. The risk assessment of me walking out my front door, if I die now, yeah, it's the responsibility all falls on your head, true responsibility and your statutory duties. You're supposed to be reasonable people. You're working under the Crown's head. Yeah, the Crown's advisory signs your accounts. Yeah, and you get paid your wages to protect us under the first nominal law, which was the first law in this country, and under the Police Reforms Act, which created you all. You're all under constitution. You're supposed to do it. Sally, I've got you on recording explaining to you in 14 all of this. And it looks terrible. Yeah, I can't keep making phone calls and asking for you to let me out. I've been explaining to the council about my heart. The council refused to do anything from 14 to 16 when you were letting my neighbours try to kill me in this house, yeah? And I've got all the recordings of them and speaking to them legit, doing everything. And all the emails and all the executives recorded in it, yeah? Then, in 16, them not complained once. Stan said, oh, Simon said he's going to get me in the park. And Matthew Ligon's complained about a set of tyres. Next thing I know, yeah, I've got an ASBO application at my front door because they've killed my unborn child in Katie. I had another child in Katie after Shannon, and they've continued banging at me upstairs. They've damaged the whole of my building, yeah. We had a beautiful estate. The flat upstairs, the fixtures, the floorboards are ruined. They need supports in my flat where they've let Debbie bang at me so much through that floor. She had her two light-skinned children taken off of her, and I kept writing to the council, and I've left her in that flat attacking me. They've ruined the flat. Everyone that's moved in there has had to run out of that flat where it's so badly damaged, yeah. The same for the top flat, the Matthew Illigan family. I've wrote diaries for it all, Sally, and it's all going to go on your desk, and you're going to read the whole lot. And I ain't going to be happy, yeah. No one's going to be happy. Please take the reins, get this back into the court under an emergency act, under an error in law. I'm going to get a little bit of backdated money. There's people above you, yeah. There's so many coppers' names. I've got about 150 names here. I'll read them all out if you want, yeah, that are involved in this. Everything is so pinpointed, you wouldn't believe me, Sally. Please take control of this, because I can't sit in this flat. I keep having heart attacks. I was 15 stone, Sally, when I come in here. I'm 8 stone. Every time I go to do any work on my computer, they're banging above my head because of what you've done. If I go into that bathroom and get in my bath, take my clothes off, they're banging above me. And when I'm in my bath naked, I've got bare video. I've got cameras in every room, my front room, my kitchen. I've got cameras all online. My flat is now. I've got gates on my doors and everything protecting me from what they're doing. I can't sleep in my bedroom no more in case they throw a petrol bomb through my window. Because of what you have said about I've got a disease and I've done something wrong, like I've assaulted Shannon. We've never argued. We've never had a problem. I've got loads of recordings. I've got the coppers coming in my house, Sally. Sally, take control. I'm going to get off the phone to you, Sally. Please, man. There ain't going to be many more phone calls after this. I'm going to serve you, lot. I'm going to serve you for real, Sally. Do you really listen to me? I can hear you. Sally? You don't go quiet. You're the executive director. This was being recorded from the beginning, Sally. You can still hear you playing in the background.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, please, let's control it together now.
For 8 minutes. And I haven't even been able to get a word in edgeways. But from the sound of it, Mr. Caldell, I think you need to speak to someone else.
It's going to go to the Supreme Court. I'm going to send my report to the Supreme Court, to the Treaties of Rights, to the Queen's Jeddit. I'm going to send it to him.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to Jeddit, to Christopher Jeddit, the Queen. I'm going to send it to the MOJ. To the MOJ, I'm going to send it to the MOJ. I'm going to send it to the Queen's Secretary, Christopher Jeddit, to the Treaties of Rights, this report. And you frauded that paperwork as the executive director. You knew that you need first-hand evidence.